they pay money to come and see an improv show. We're going to name an occupation. Killing yourself. Like, those things are fucking the worst.
That's good.
Why do I want to be Popper?
G-Man.
Is there anything for dessert or something?
Oh, Mario.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Hometown Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep. My lunch scraps.
A little fucking wombat.
So juiced.
So juiced. Somebody's here. Somebody's here.
All right. Come on then.
Come on then. Do you want me to do the intro?
Yeah.
Just, fucking shit.
If we're going to do it, let's do it.
All right. Okay. Oh, fuck. I don't envy Aiden having to sit in this spot.
Shit, isn't it?
I like it. I'm comfortable. It's the dog. She's ruined everything.
It's not comfortable.
Yeah, smell that. Cooch. All right. I'd like to preface this intro by saying that it was posted like 35 days ago. It came before a lot of the really bad stuff happened. But this intro is by Toey Datsun.
Woo, G-Man.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 220. Six of the G-Mat podcast.
In the GMAT universe,
we don't say karma. We say you reap what you sow. And I feel like this is
Poopa
humbling me right now, because there's two things that are happening. A lot of times when I would say
I am a fan of the GMAT podcast,
it would be a defense that I would use for the mental health conversation, to say, oh, you guys say I'm crazy, but look at this.
It's a podcast about poop, where one of the host's names is Poopa.
Today's episode of the GMAT podcast is brought to you by our merch, which is available at teespring.com/stores/thebrillGMAT. Go get yourself some merch. It looks like that. That intro is brought to you by Toey Datsun. Like I said, if you'd like to submit an intro to the podcast, please send it to the real GMAT. Contact at the real GMAT.tv.
We're in for a fucking banger today.
Or submit it in the Discord.
Submit it to me.
And if you'd like to get extra content, support us on Patreon. Patreon.com/the GMAT podcast. Okay, cut the music.
Did you frame these cameras up? Because your frame looks fucking
so
shit.
So bad. Maybe I need to be in the corner a bit more. Maybe that's my problem.
Well, you can't. All you're looking at is an open cupboard. Not the GMAT logo is not even there. You're like, it looks like this, and you point it at a blank fucking wall.
That's better.
That's better-ish.
That's better-ish.
Thank God no one watches.
Hello, everybody. You know, there were a couple ones in there that got more views on YouTube than audio listens at some points.
Really?
It's particularly when the title is something really clickbaity, like the end of the GMAT podcast or quitting or something.
Yeah,
Those two episodes in particular got more.
Oh, the one that got heaps of listens when we were looking at Spotify breakdown, it was Sexy Baby Moans.
Oh, yeah.
Or
Girl Moans for Baby Girl Daddy something. Yeah.
Just name them all that. Just try and play into the algorithm like some fucking Indian hackers. You know, just make shit videos with just the weirdest fucking names just to try and get their way into the algorithm.
All right, I'll do this one. Or I'll look up like Spotify porn. Like, that's what Aiden did last time. He listened to Baby Girl Moans. I'm going to say Baby Girl Moans. This is really ASMR in my ears. Mm. Oh, our episode comes up first. Male Moans for Baby Girl Till Having Huge Orgasm.
There you go.
There's me getting fucked and cream pied. Probably a little too much for the YouTube title.
Probably, yeah.
What about male moaning, edging and whimpering ASMR?
Who the fuck makes this shit? Hang on, Mom, I'll be down for dinner in a second. I was going to finish my male edging to ASMR jizz video.
What about massive boyfriend pushes his boner inside you, very spicy?
Yeah, I've got a YouTube account.
Oh,
what's Spotify?
Oh, really? Give me, what's your account? I'll look up some of your videos.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Check me on a SoundCloud.
Why? Nah, don't. It's just a money making thing I do on the side. No, come on. I'm very interested. Nan, leave it.
Nan. Well, okay, all right. Male for female, male moaning, daddy's love to pleasure your...
See, they don't even make... They don't make grammatical sense. They're just these weird fucking AI generated. They just turd out a million of these a day.
I would like to do male moaning, edging, and whimpering ASMR.
Pop it on.
No, I mean like make that our title. Make that... Okay. Oh, I just got a message from Beck to say, give Ben his mail. And here's male moaning. This is going to be the title for this podcast.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh. I don't know what I was expecting. I just thought it was going to be some of those...
You can't hack it.
I thought it was going to be one of those like...
Chuck it back on. Let me skip like... Because it's 10 minutes long. Let me skip like 6 minutes in.
For fuck's sake. All right.
So this is 6 minutes and 8 seconds.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. That's so fucking gross.
Oh, my God.
The picture's like an anime guy going...
These fucking people.
That's pretty fucking good. All right, that'll be the name of the podcast. And we'll see.
But then you've already got one video to compete with.
Yeah, but so is that one. That one's an exact copy of one that Aiden played us.
Male moans for baby girl.
That was the premise. Male moans for baby girl till having huge orgasm. That's why we named it that. And I want to see, this will be the science experiment for this podcast. We'll see if this skyrockets in views like that other one did. And then we can just do that forever and ever and ever.
And then no one can ever actually show their family. It's like people who actually think like, oh, no, these guys are funny. I'll pop on. This is actually a funny episode. Fingering bum hole, squirty noise, until jism, three guys, one cup. That really triggered something when you did it.
Three guys, one cup. I was just pictured, you know.
Yeah, two girls, one cup, that's fine. But when it's three men, not having a bar of it.
No, because you know what it was? I pictured three guys coming in a cup and then somebody drinking it.
You inferred so much from the very vague. Three guys, they could all just be sharing a Pepsi. Why are you going to go like that with it?
Because you started with like, boy fucks. I don't know what you said.
Yeah, full stop. Three guys, one cup.
Oh, so yeah. It's like the epilogue.
Yeah, just three thirsty boys talking about the video that they were part of.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Matt. I'm the host of the DMAT podcast. This is Ellie.
For now.
This is you're going to take over soon. That annoying voice over there you hear is Ben J.
Thank you so much.
We have no Aiden. We have no Beck. It's just us today.
Just us.
There might be another one next week as well that will be probably just a duo one because we're trying to catch up and get a week ahead. So it might be another two episodes before we're all back in the room together. But keep listening. They're good fun. Did you just buy me, you little turd?
Yes, I did.
You from a distance too. Good job.
Yeah, this is going to be like a fast jazz cast.
Yeah.
Like a jazz cast abridged. Not jazz. It's going to be, because jazz is too freeform. It's going to be pop cast. They're just going to do a pop cast.
Rock cast.
Rock cast, baby. You're
getting very nibbly. What's going on here?
I don't know. I'm just hungry, I guess.
So, yeah, Jazzcast is fun. Still haven't done one with Aiden, and he really wants to do one.
Does he?
We just can't work out the time.
Mm.
He's going to have a lot of time off over Christmas.
I don't think we can jazzcast with Aiden.
Stop. Why?
Because it's just so slow and loose. And
he can get slow and loose. He can get slow and loose.
Yeah, but then he just wants to hear like Mario Party 8 songs.
Yeah. If you do want to hear the Jazzcast, everybody, Patreon. It's a long form podcast that we do where we have no plan, kind of like today, but 3 hours long.
Mm.
And those episodes are just up on Patreon.
And also sometimes there's a bit of silence.
There is silence.
Or we just
silence.
Think about things. It's very loose, you know. It's not the high energy back and forth that this is, where we'll just question why Ellie's biting or, you know, just wonder about things. This is getting
Ellie,
very Jazzcasty very
off,
quickly.
Off. She's being a real brat today. You don't bite me. Why are you getting all nibbly?
Hey, you don't bite me.
You don't bite me, okay? Is it school holidays at the moment?
Don't know. I'm not a paedophile.
Ah, damn it. Do you know any paedophiles?
Probably. Not none that have told me that they are.
I really need to get a contact to know to solve this. Up here, just sit up here. Sit. Chill. Need to solve this. Is this school holidays issue?
Why do you need to? You know, Google might know. Google's massive people.
No, it's because there were there's lots of kids at the gym at the moment, and it's fucking annoying.
Right.
And
like high schools.
Yeah.
Types.
I like going to your gym, but every now and again, when I can't make it work, I'll go to Club Lemon Party. Mm. And it was fucking annoying. So annoying. Because they're not going to take it seriously, which isn't their fault. They're kids. But they're just all over the place. And they're like, it's funny to watch these like skinny little boys just benching with just the bar. And they go, and they're like, you've got it, bro. You've got it, bro. Which makes me laugh.
Everyone's at a different stage in their journey, Matthew.
Yeah, but I mean, they haven't started their journey yet. So that doesn't count.
Well, they're doing it, you know. The hardest part is walking through the door.
The hardest part, apparently, is shutting the fuck up. Because they're so goddamn loud. Yeah, and they're all corners.
There's like five of them taking it in turns, doing just one RMs on everything.
Yep. And when I got there, the two kids were there with their mum. Their mum was signing them up, which is just funny.
Bless.
And then they're like, you want me to come in with you? No, mum, we're fine.
Fuck off, mum. You're fucking embarrassing. Give me your credit card number, though. What's the credit number? They need the CVV code.
Yeah.
Fuck off, mum. You're embarrassing me. Can I please have a muscle milk before you leave?
Muscle milk. Yeah, they're they're all over the place. But none of them are on the squat racks or anything.
Most of the time. Staring into the mirror, fixing their hair, I assume.
There's a bit of that.
A lot of TikToking.
I don't know. I didn't see so much phone stuff. I did see a lot of like the girls coming over to the boys and the boys
The
girls. Like they were just excited to be in the same gym, but they weren't working out together. They'd come up and he'd be like, you know, the girl will come and be like, 685. Oh, what's up? What's up, boo-boo?
Now, to be fair, you're annoyed at him, but that reeks of you. That is a real GMAT joke, that one.
What's up, shorty? what is her deal today? She hasn't been for a walk today.
That's a part of it.
Oh, jeez.
That loud? Fucking hell. She just take out a load-bearing beam?
What if you had a pair of socks? She had a pair of socks.
Socks made of concrete? What the fuck's going on?
So, yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's what I did today.
How they got in the way of your pump, did they?
No, not at all. Like, they weren't in my way. I had the squat rack and my whole workout's on the rack, so It's perfectly fine. Perfectly fine.
Off the rack's fine.
How are you?
Yeah, not bad. I'm back into it today. I'm going to do my first
Are you working
thing back?
It?
Yeah. After this.
Were you off for a rest week or because you hurt yourself?
It was like a 50-50. I was like, all right, probably time for a little deload number.
So you did hurt yourself or you were starting to get real sore?
I mean, my like elbow tendons were getting a bit tennis elbowy and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, all right, that and the hammy, you know?
I didn't know you hurt your hammy. I know you hurt it ages ago, but.
Yeah, well, it's been an ongoing thing for a while. It's just not really gone back to 100%. I went and saw the physio again yesterday and just sort of like, I'm just going to leave it for a week. It's probably about time that I took a week off anyway. Because it's been like two months of just 5 days a week. So I was like,
Not easy workouts either. You're like running up mountains and shit.
Yeah.
With weight on your chest and...
There's different ones. Every day is different ones.
It's all awful. Every single one you tell me looks awful and is just awful.
You want to do one?
No. Do you want one day? No. I'm pretty happy with... I'm on a bit of a... Try not to talk about it too much because second I talk about it, I always just like stop for some reason. But I'm on a bit of a thing.
Jinxing yourself, you think?
Yeah, I don't know. But calorie counting and working out, I've been on a good stretch right now. And it's going really, really well. That's all I'll say about it.
We'll leave it there.
And I'll update you.
Not make any future promises.
No future promises? No goals?
Past performance is not an indicator of future performance.
Exactly. Objects in the mirror may seem fatter than they appear.
Oh, come yourself there?
Yeah.
Cool.
Why not? I don't even notice today. That's not true. I did write some stuff down on my phone. But
I feel like, I don't know, for some reason I feel like we have stuff to talk about, but I don't know what it would be.
We only saw each other yesterday.
That's we spent not true. Like most,
we saw each other all over the weekend.
When did we see each other yesterday?
We worked out yesterday.
Sunday?
Oh, that's right. It's Monday yesterday. Yeah, yeah. Okay, we saw each other. We saw each other Sunday night.
Good.
Saw each other Sunday night.
That makes sense.
And then we saw each other Saturday night. No, we saw each other Sunday morning, Saturday night. We've seen each other a lot lately.
We see each other Sunday morning.
Sunday morning was the workout. Saturday night was the when I came over after the awards thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I saw you today.
You did saw me today.
Mm-hmm. Going to Benno's wedding on the weekend.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
After the big bucks.
Doing a speech.
Got your big speech planned?
Not really.
Got some dot points?
Yeah, I've got that's pretty much what I'll do. I'll dot point it and I have beats I'm going to hit and I'll just work my way through it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just I'm keep not, it loose.
Don't say it.
Just keep it loosey goosey.
Nothing, no promises, no. In fact, when you're listening to this podcast, everybody, I'll be at the wedding.
There you go.
I'll be at the wedding not doing improv.
So just think of him there, just doing a bit of loose freestyle 15-minute comedy.
I've done speeches before.
Webster's
speeches.
Dictionary defines love.
Speeches are fine because it's improv where you're not making up. It's you. Like if I did an improv scene like when we made our sketch video, I could have done that all day. That was so much fun.
What do you mean?
Like because I was playing, I was playing a character, but it was us. And it was me and it was, it felt different than if someone was like, all right, we're going to play a game of bang, zip, boom. And you have to jump in when you want to be whatever character and pretend to blah, blah, blah.
You mean not because it's you, it's because you got a prompt.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're doing it, but you hate improv games because there's barely anything.
You know what I think it is?
What does this look like? I don't fucking know.
I think I just hate improv. Like improv as a class, a medium as a form.
I think improv is.
I like improvising, but not improv. Does that make
fun
sense?
Fun as a game. It's just like something to do, like brain stimulation, or like rather than playing, you know, Chasey or whatever, let's do some improv games. But it's not an art form that should be observed by anyone, ever.
No. Shut up, people are listening right now.
What do you mean?
We need these people to listen.
Yeah, they can listen and they should listen because if you do improv, you need to hear this. Stop doing it. But stop charging people money to see your improv. It's not good.
Is this not technically kind of improv?
No, this is a conversation.
Thank you.
Every now and then we'll do a little bit of like a character or something, but it's not like they pay money to come and see an improv show. We're going to name an occupation. Killing yourself. Like those things are fucking the worst.
That's good.
I'm gonna
Oh my god.
I'm gonna use that. Name a place. Killing yourself.
The morgue. Your own funeral. But isn't that what you want to yell every time? They suck. They're never fucking good. Yes. And it's always like, did I hear the barbershop? No one fucking says the barbershop.
Hasn't
been around since the 1930s.
And they'll be like, oh, Mr. Jefferson, you're losing a little bit on the top.
They're not good.
I had to sing tonight. Now I've just honked my way out of my voice. Oh, that's fucking funny, Ben. Oh, do more.
More improv?
More, keep going.
I don't know why that tickled me so much. I don't know why. What was the first thing you said?
I can't remember.
Never. Name an occupation. Killing
yourself. We need to move off it. I'm going to lose my voice. Oh, I'm gonna lose my voice. Okay, need to think about something else. Oh, fucking hell.
Anyway, improv sucks. That's completely.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And it's also, you're paying money to make, like, there's no promise that it's gonna be good.
No, but yeah, who's like, you don't say, come to my art gallery and see my exhibits. Oh, how many paintings have you got? Oh, none, I'll do them when you show up.
Yeah.
You show up, if we get enough people to buy tickets to my exhibition, I'll do some paintings while you're there. You can see them, they'll probably. Name a color, red. Here we go. No, you do them and then they'll come and watch.
Yeah.
Write it and make it good. Laziest fucking art form ever.
When people be like, put up the posters and it's like, the great improv. And they're like,
oh God.
What the fuck are we going to see?
Someone biting a rubber chicken or something fucking stupid. God damn.
Someone with a chef's hat on and a cop's hat here and a fireman's hat under their arm. They're like,
how did I get in this situation? Well, you made everyone pay $25. That's how you got into that situation.
25.
Fucking fringe festival.
I've been to ones that are like $40 for a ticket.
Really?
Yeah, with the big ones, like the big hoo-ha and impromptunes and all that sort of shit. I mean, I like the idea of like going and seeing comedians in a weird setting like that.
Yeah.
But to be like an improv troupe.
For all my ragging on musical theater, at least they fucking rehearse it beforehand.
Yeah.
They write it and just go, you come in, what do you guys want to name name something creepy? Barber. What's he do? He kills people. All right. Sweeney Todd. We'll call him Sweeney Todd. And we'll, you know, like they have the thing written out and this is what our idea was. Would you like to see it?
Impromptunes no, would but be your some fucking people nightmare.
Hmm?
Impromptunes? They do musical theater improv.
Oh, God. A bunch of fucking Wayne Brady's. I went walking just the other day. This song fucking sucks. I fucking hate myself.
Name a song. Kill yourself.
They're just...
It is. We went and saw one. I don't know if it was me and Beck. It might have been me and Aiden went and saw a musical theater improv thing. And I fucking hated it.
Mm.
And I laughed because I felt bad for them. And I wanted to give them something to help them out. And
yeah.
I feel like that's got to be what 80% of the audience is. No one's going, no one's cackling themselves
no.
like I was just then. That I don't think that's ever happened in an improv show.
It's so inorganic as well. Nothing is better if you spend no time on it. If you sit down and write something and put all your ideas into it and go back and rewrite and do a draft and then polish it all up and... you know, iron out your ideas. It's always going to be better than just standing on the stage going, I don't know, what do you guys think?
Mm.
I'm paying you $40 for me to give you ideas? The fuck, what do you mean?
Is there anything that's better with no preparation?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure probably that's a very philosophical question.
Probably sleep.
But an art form of like...
sleep's fucking free.
I'm creating things. You give me money and come and see them because I'm an artist. No, you're not. You're fucking lazy.
Yeah.
The person just wants to stand out there and fucking scat for 90 minutes.
It's also stressful. I don't like watching it because I'm stressed out.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you guys fucking... I don't like watching people bomb.
Live without a net. Well, it's kind of like... it's awkward because you're like, the worst that's going to happen is I'm going to feel awkward for you and you're just going to suck at the thing you promised to do for me for money.
Yeah. But I don't like watching that. I like watching that...
oh, no, no one does, man.
On a screen.
Yeah.
Distance, but I don't want to be in the room when it goes down.
No, God, no. Even if they were really good, you went there and you're like, that was a really good improv show. Imagine how much better they'd be if they sat down and wrote some fucking ideas out.
What about like improv stand-up? Because that's more like a conversation stand-up when it's improvised. Do you like that sort of thing?
What do you mean?
Well, there's an improv stand-up show where they get a prompt and they do stand-up on it. With like TJ Miller and some other.
Oh, I think I have seen some episodes of that.
I remember watching that and liking it, but I think it's because they have so many bits that they can pull from. They kind of could just twist and it does. I don't know. I like that.
Even then, it's never really, really funny. You're like, oh, that's kind of amusing. They did tie it back, and I'm glad they got out of it unscathed. Mm. It's never like, that's really funny. I'm going to tell my friends that joke tomorrow.
Or it's like crowd work, which is going to be, you know, fine and funny, but it's not. Doesn't matter. Anyways. Why are we talking about that? My voice is gone. Fuck.
Because you're going to do an improv show.
I'm not doing an improv. Oh, because I'm doing a speech. Yes, yeah, so I'm looking.
Oh,
forward.
Speech is improv.
Looking
yeah, right.
forward to the wedding.
Who needs notes?
No. I've got.
Well, the thing with the speech is like, it's stressful for people because if you don't have it written out verbatim, then sometimes what if I just forget what I'm saying? If I have nothing to say. Oh, Benno, we've been friends for a while. Oh, Benno, and then it's like everyone's looking at you, your face is getting warm. Oh my God. Like, man, I remember one time when we were in primary school, we funny thing happened, this, that, and the other thing, and then no one laughs. Oh, my God. You're like, so, yeah, Benno, anyway, we'd like to welcome your new wife to the family. Not my family, obviously your family, but anyway, a toast to love.
To love.
Ding.
Clink.
And then everyone... will say that your speech sucked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not going that hard for laughs.
Yeah.
You know.
But you're not charging $40 for them to watch you do it.
Exactly. So plus, if I forget what I'm saying, I'll just say some other shit.
Mm.
You know? I don't know. It's not like I'm... It's not a beat for beat fucking... It's just...
People just get up there and panic, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to panic. I don't panic.
If you went up there and someone was like, all right, do some improv, then you'd be like, oh, fuck. It's just like the mindset of it.
Mm. I think Bruce is getting a bit sweaty about his speech.
You got to do one as well?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, and he's got to follow me. That's not true. I think I should follow it because I think he'll try and he'll prepare. Not that I'm not trying, but it's just not what I would do. I would never sit down and write it out. And I don't want to be one of those. I've been to so many. Well, I've been to two people my age weddings where the friend gets up with the phone and they're like,
"So Daniel is the Daniel's the best bro that a bro could have asked for." And hot, oh, sorry, my phone's locked. I've opened the camera. Sorry. Hold on. And then people start giggling. They're like, yeah, so Daniel's the best bro. That sort of shit.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, nah, I'm just going to talk. Just going to talk.
Yeah, have then a rap. A
bit of rap.
Get the tie a little bit loose. So, well, you might not know this about Benno, but one time he tried to get a skivvy off and fucking cooked it.
I can't tell. I've already told that at every milestone birthday.
Everyone's expecting it then.
Yeah.
Sing along if you know the words of this one, folks.
Ben's cock was out. Ben's cock was out.
And then he comes out. He takes the thing out. He gets no respect. No respect.
That's exactly what I was just about to say. Yeah. But I was like, I don't have a good enough Dangerfield impression in me to make that bit work.
You can stop me.
You might have seen me. If you're watching the thing, right a second ago, I went like this.
Maybe that's what put it in my brain.
And I was about to say something and I just went off it.
You cued totally me went off for it. Like a puppet master.
That's it.
Matt, you're so good at hosting the podcast.
Incepting thoughts is what I do. They might even call it insertion.
Christopher Nolan's insertion. Play that Spotify video from before.
It's a cock inside a cock inside a cock.
In IMAX.
It's sex, but inside your genitals are two ants having sex. Ugh. I wish I didn't say that. And then inside the ants are two bioorganisms.
Two bioorganisms as well. Are you a hacker?
Do 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 sex.
Enter. Well, 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 quick, quick.
1-0. That was another visual gag, everybody. I'm in a giggly mood today. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Get you started. What else? Quick.
Me and Bruce are really like this whole air fryer smashed Avo debate has really, really disintegrated.
There's division in the ranks.
What?
Yeah, go on. What do you mean?
I think it's just the fact that it's still going.
Did you bring it up on the podcast, or is that just a conversation we had?
I'm not sure.
What's the dot points?
The dot points is I take the guys out to a breakfast at a place. Bruce wants to go somewhere else. Well, I was going to breakfast, and then Benno was like, "Hey, I'm going to be in." He was coming down to see a thing with Bruce.
These are not dot points.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm remembering as I go. All right. I'm going to breakfast in the morning.
Yep.
And then I find out late at night that Benno is going to stay with us. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. So, well, I'm going to go to breakfast in the morning if you guys want to come with me, because it was Sunday and I wanted to go to this place.
Yep.
I like this place.
Still no dot points, mate. You went to breakfast. Bruce came along.
Okay. Yeah, but the setup's important because I was always going to go there. That I wanted to go there. Bruce doesn't want to go there. He wants to go to Mr. Robinson. I'm like, I really want to go to this place. We go to this place. Bruce shits on it while we're there. Whatever. Put it away. He says that it's I don't know if he shit on it while we're there, but he shit on it. A couple of days later, he goes to the place he wanted to go, sends pictures, says, look how much better this is. I have debate where I say, mine's clearly better. He says his is clearly better, his place. I send a picture a couple of days later. Like, it's going on. And so the recent thing is that we're still talking about it. When I went there, I was like, I sent a picture of how good my breakfast looked. And he said some shit. And then it got really bitey. I won't quote it because he's not here to defend himself, but we got pretty...
If they're direct quotes, if you directly quote both of you, then that's...
Well, I sent a picture of a poached egg and he said, the poached eggs are wrinkly. That means they're off. And I made the bold statement of saying, shut the fuck up. Stop talking shit.
Counter argument.
That's, you're making stuff up. And then he countered with, just because I know stuff and you don't, you're just firing from the hip. That was where I started to get like, because I knew he was making it up, this whole wrinkly egg thing he was making up.
Why didn't you just Google it?
We did, and he couldn't find anything. Okay. And then he conceded, and then I made fun of him, and then he was like, and then he got, I don't know. It just got really, really out of hand real fast. And we were getting like, I was like, go kill yourself or something like that. No, we didn't actually mean it when we said that, but
just real snippy shit.
Like, yeah, I could
tell. Yeah, well, last June when you didn't put the mower into the shed properly, how fucking about that? You had a lot of time to worry about eggs and you're not putting the fucking lawnmower in the shed probably.
Yeah, I don't know if he was actually as into it, because sometimes we'll have like fights and he'll be like, what? I was just talking. And I'm like, I was so mad. And he was like, I didn't even know what's going on.
Do you think
on.
He says that as to cover his ass because he didn't want you to think he was...
Nah, he doesn't... Not a lot really phases Bruce.
Mm.
He's not a very phasable guy. He's pretty easygoing most of the time. And I'm a pretty phased human being. It's not difficult to get me phased.
Highly phased.
I'm highly easily phasable. Yeah. And see, I'm like, I took them out for breakfast and all he did was shit on it. And then he's doing this thing and he's making up shit about wrinkled eggs and he's saying I have a fucking bad palate. And I'm just getting all worked up and he's just probably sitting back going, beams, you know.
Yeah. Did he say he had a bad palate?
Well, that was part of the whole conversation was like it was the insinuation that I didn't know what I was talking about when it came to food that drove me fucking crazy.
Didn't we bring up you had a shit
that
palate?
That was the thing about the palate thing. Yeah. But it's
where was that?
That was on the podcast. That was definitely on the podcast.
Yeah, okay, good. All right.
That, you know, that I can't tell when a smashed avo is good.
Yeah, right.
It was more just insinuation that this smashed avo was dog shit. And I was like, that's ridiculous. And he's like,
sound like I had an extra hash brown and extra slice of bread.
And then he was like, it's on two white pieces, like home brand pieces of Coles bread. And I was like, that's just... so unbelievably not true. And I'm like, so I'm sending the photos. I'm like, it's like slices of chia betta. It's like fucking stop talking shit.
Yeah.
And he's obviously doing memes and going two slices of white bread. And I'm like, I'm trying to get to the end of this debate. Help me get to the end of it.
That is funny because him saying that about a chia butter is clearly a joke. You're like, it actually fucking isn't because I'm looking at the bread, Bruce.
Yeah.
You're easily phased. Why do you yourself get so phased? What is your impression when these conversations come through that you're like, you think people are trying to genuinely have a dig when sometimes it's just memes?
Well, Beck pointed out, I don't really like it when... it's difficult because I'm not... Out of all my friends and other people, I'm not the brightest of like all the people that I'm around. And it's all good and fun, but it's a real soft spot for me when people don't insinuate that I'm just a fucking idiot and I don't know what I'm talking about. And then that's the end of the debate, that I'm an idiot and I don't know what I'm talking about. Or in particular, I think I just scratched my balls on camera. No, I was scratching my thigh there. You can't see it. Good. in the middle of this.
You're not the brightest, you don't reckon.
but it's also when people talk to me about things that I happen to know about, like my job, and they try to give me advice and stuff and talk down to me. That's one thing that Bruce and I have gotten into before, where I was having a lot of issues with my job and he gave me some advice on things that I should try and do. And all he was doing was trying to help, by the way. I know that I'm wrong in this scenario, but that sort of pissed me off. And I told him that. That's not something that's like I'm bringing to the room, you know, without his permission. We've had that conversation before. I don't know. I have a soft spot when people say I'm a fucking idiot and shut up. And I'm like, well, I had good things to say.
Mm.
It's not Coles white bread. I'm sorry. I should have given you a funny answer.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I am just considering it.
Holding on to it, consuming it, swallowing it.
Just running it through the matrix, you know?
I'm just going to scratch my thigh again.
Yeah, sure.
Sorry.
Your thigh goes high up.
It's there. You know where it's there.
Right. You're the only person that can confirm it. Between where your two legs meet. Is that right?
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you can do with that information or how you can turn that
just
into
fold
something.
Fold it into my schematic of you and
so later on use you can it be to like, wheedle shut you the fuck up.
You stupid you fucking stuck an idiot. I do remember when...
There's many times people have shut down arguments with me and just been like, you're stupid, shut up. And I'm like, well, that's hardly a defense.
I do remember sometime where I said something that was clearly a joke. I thought it came across clearly as a joke where... He said something, he was like, oh, why blah, 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 blah. And I said, oh, because I don't respect you. Which is such a fucking ridiculous thing to say to someone who is a close friend of yours and obviously a joke. And then you were like, fucking what? And then it became like a proper argument.
I don't remember what that is. You and I have definitely, there cannot be a time when you haven't said, shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about. And then that was the end of the argument and that pissed me off. That's without a doubt had to have happened. I can't think of a time or point out a time.
That's happened.
But there's just no way. There's just no way. So then when Bruce is sending me pictures of his breakfast and it's got slices of radish on it and spinach, and I get real wound up because I'm like that. It's almost like the thing. I'm like that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
that's nonsense. And then I look like an idiot because I like tomato sauce instead of radish, the fucking dirt vegetable.
That's such a that. Oh my god, you've opened yourself up. That's such an easy wheel. Oh man.
Yeah. And because, keep in mind, that night I've got radish in the fucking salad of HelloFresh. It's like, I'll eat radish, but I'm not going to pay $3 extra because they put two slices of fucking...
Yeah, you're being sold the sizzle, not the fucking steak.
Budget beetroot. Fucking radish. Onion slow cousin.
No.
Kind of looks like an onion.
Yeah, I can see that.
White on the inside and red on the outside.
Yeah, look, it didn't really work, but that's fine.
Fuck.
These things happen in improv.
So what's going to happen now is Bruce is going to listen to this and be like, I didn't even know he was upset.
Yeah. How often do you think that happens? Is it
well, that's why
you get into an argument with someone who's not actually arguing with you?
That's why I don't, like, I wouldn't, I try not to bring it up because it's not worth it. Because him and I don't need to, like, actually have a chat and be like, is everything okay? Because I know I'm being fucking stupid. So I just try to, I'll save it a couple weeks and then bring it up on the podcast as a funny anecdote.
Yeah, just bottle it all up as stress.
Yeah, but then I do hold on to it like that.
Fuck it.
I don't know. I have issues with stress. That's true. It's very true. And I tie everything I hold on to. Like that thing with Bruce, I would have held on to that for a few hours after we were done talking. And keep my Benno's in the chat with us and we're all having it. Like it's a giggly laugh and that. And then I walk away holding on to it. Like they're going, what a fucking idiot. He's really stupid.
So you have the laugh at the time, but then at the end of it, you're like, they do think I'm stupid though. I can tell from what they said that opinion doesn't fucking matter.
I don't even know if I'm having a laugh. I'm sort of acknowledging that everybody's having a laugh, but I'm not enjoying myself.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of.
And then I'll chuck in a couple jokes here and then because I'm like, I know as a normal, rational person, I should be making jokes right now. So I'm going to make jokes so that I look like a rational, normal person.
It's hard on my which fucking I'm crazy.
Clearly not.
Yeah. The weirder part of all that is that you'll try and repress the crazy and seem like a normal person. So that you'll seem like a normal person, but then you'll go onto the podcast, which gets listened to by way more people than that conversation did between the three of you, and say all of the crazy shit.
Well, I mean, it's part of who I am, you know. It's not like I can't acknowledge the crazy, you know. It's when you're being crazy and you stick to it. If I brought that up on the podcast and stuck to my guns and didn't acknowledge at least that I'm a little bit crazy, because it is a funny anecdote a couple days after.
Do you know at the time that it's going to be funny?
No, and it's the time is getting less and less over time and over therapy.
Because I think when very ridiculous, frustrating things have happened to me, I'm like, this will at least make a good story.
No. I'm a few more sessions before I get to that point.
Interesting. Yeah.
But I'll like it's getting easier. And there's things that I'm more like. There has been times I've been in a conversation where I'm about to overreact, and I go, oh wait, no, I'm being stupid, and then I get over it immediately.
Do you have an example of that?
I don't know. Because
I'd be curious to hear.
There was something I was going to say about then. Something funny that popped into my freaking brain. I think it had something to do with me being crazy, but I can't remember what it was. No, don't remember. Either way, good times, good stuff.
Do you remember the last time I brought a story to this podcast?
Probably the guy whose tow bar fell off. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Thoroughly enjoyed that one.
That's the only way I'm ever going to get a story here is if it has to happen on the way to the podcast. Yeah. Otherwise, yeah.
Yeah. Beck won a bunch of awards the other night. Well, she won one award, but it was a big award.
She won a bunch of one award, yeah.
Yeah. Well, our show won a lot of awards and she won one of them.
Oh, did it?
And yeah, we won a few. Yes. We're not sure that we should have. I think Beck should have won.
Yeah, right.
There was a couple of things in there we were like, we're not too sure about that and that, you know.
Are any of them going to listen to this and take offense?
I don't know. I mean, there's enough awards that people will be able to be like, it's probably the other person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So round of applause, Beck. Great work. I really wanted it. It would be better if she was here.
Yeah. I already congratulated her. I'm not doing it again.
Huh?
I already congratulated her. I'm not doing it again.
That's fair. Yeah. I'll check my phone.
All right.
See what's on there.
This is not a jazz cast. We've got to keep it snappy.
Well, I mean, we don't have to keep it snappy.
No, we've got to keep it snappy. I feel like we had a good laugh at the start. That'll see us through. You got nothing?
Nothing, no. The other thing is the air fryer, but I don't know enough about air fryers to actually have the proper debate. The air fryer has been more funny than the smashed avo. Because it's more that Bruce keeps telling me to air fry stuff and I'm just never going to do it.
Yeah. Do you have an air fryer? You've got one, don't you?
I've got one, but...
Were you fucking mad keen on the air fryer when, like, a start of this year or something?
Well, yeah, because I didn't realize... Because there was things I was doing in the air fryer that I didn't realize I could do in the oven. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I didn't really make my own chips. I didn't really... That was pretty much it. All I was really doing was making sweet potato chips in the air fryer.
I can see why you're in love with it now.
Yeah. But then I realized I can do it in the oven and they're better, you know? Yeah, right. And then, one of the things Bruce says is like, it takes you like 10 and 15 minutes to preheat. And I'm like, yeah, but if I don't have 10 or 15 minutes, what am I doing with my life? And it's not like I'm sitting there going, staring at it. I'll turn it on when I know I'm going to start getting shit ready, or I'll turn it on. I'll start making the food, chopping it up. Like, I don't know how that extra 10 minutes is really worth even acknowledging.
Is air fryer quicker?
I don't think so. He says it is. He says, I can cook blah, 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 blah. But when you look at the instructions and you look online about, like, particular items, it's longer.
So why is everyone jizzing themselves about an air fryer? Because you don't need oil or something?
Yeah, you don't need oil.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Because he puts yellow stuff, like chicken tendies and nuggets and stuff in there. And it'll be like, they're bloody done in like 6 or 7 minutes. And then, but all they are is just warmed up. Like they're like floppy and shit like that. But when I want a chicken tendy, I want it to be like crunchy and like yummy and done. And I never really got that with, I mean, in his defense, I haven't tried it myself. So I don't know if I can do it better than the ones he's got, you know.
Right, right.
But it was something, I can't remember, we were having a party or something at some point. And he was like, I'll bring over the air fryer. We can get oven food going like way quicker. I was like, I have like 3 trays. I'll just put it in the oven. And then I'm going to have to plug in air fry and have the air fry going and the oven going and the air fry. And I remember getting annoyed about that. So I was like, just let me do it.
Well, we'll do it New Year's Eve. We'll do air fry v oven.
That's a good idea. Maybe we can get Bruce involved and we can have like a competition.
There we go.
And finally put this thing to bed.
So we're not doing a barbecue New Year's Eve then? We're just going to do oven foods?
We're not here New Year's Eve, Ben. We've made that very, very clear. In fact, there's another party that we found out about last night that you're invited to. So we've got it sorted.
Is it here?
No, but it's in the area. It's nearby.
We're going to Jason's.
Yeah. No, I thought you were, because we were like, I don't know if Ben's going to do something, but we were talking to Kate last night. Well, Beck was talking to Kate. And she said, are you guys doing something because there's this happening? And we're like, oh, we really don't want to do something. So if that's happening.
You really don't want to do something?
Really don't.
But it's always such a good do.
It is, but we're also like, it's Christmas, and then in the middle of those 5 days, Beck and I are in like 24 hours driving to Sydney, watching a show and driving home.
That is so dumb.
It's dumb. It's really dumb.
You're not driving home the same day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we are. Yeah, I know.
Four hours of driving.
I know. It's 4 hours of driving. It's like 8 hours of driving, isn't it?
One way,
yeah.
I was just doing a little joke, but you're
human joke.
So you're going to do 16 hours of driving and see a show in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
She's just going to smash the monster cans and drive back, is she?
I don't know. I mean, we'll go back and forth and try and sleep and try and keep each other awake and just drive dangerously. But it's not. She bought these tickets a long time ago and was like, we'll sort it out then. And I was like, okay. And then I didn't hear anything about it. And it wasn't in my, I don't know. It wasn't in my scope at all. And like a month ago, I was like, oh, we got to do that thing. We're like, we can fly. I'm like, we can't really afford to fly because we're pretty broke at the moment.
How much is it going to cost you in fuel?
Not like $600 like it is for flying at the moment for return tickets for 2 people over Christmas.
Just going to fucking hit a kangaroo on the way home, write the car off, be stuck in the middle of nowhere, get yourselves wolf creaked.
I was kind of hoping Beck would just be like, it's not worth the trouble. Let's just miss it.
But how much are the tickets?
I don't know. But at this point, it's like, I'll give her the fucking money to not go. I honestly, I mean that. I will pay her out for the tickets to not have to drive 16 hours and see a show. Because I think I'll enjoy the show, but I don't know if I'll enjoy the show after an 8-hour drive, knowing that we have to drive another 8 hours straight after the show.
Can you not just stay the night up there?
I think there's a reason why we can't. Oh, wait. I don't know. I think she's got something on or something's happening where we have to be back. or he want to be back for New Year's. I don't know. Because if it is right.
What are you going up there on the 30th?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I really left this in her hands. Yeah. And
therefore, you've ruined everyone's New Year's Eve.
So anyways, but we didn't want to host anyway because there's been so many parties lately. And it's always such a pain in the ass the next day. And it's clean up fun. And Ellie and food. And I just really want someone else to do it. And then we found out someone else is going to do it.
Fine.
It'll be good. It's Jesse and their mates in their house.
Yeah.
They're going to host the thing. And they go.
Well, I haven't received an invite, so I'll
neither have we. It's just like it's in the air.
What Chinese whispers? Just you sort it out yourselves.
No, they just
whoever finds out about it can come.
They haven't made like the event, sent out the invites yet. We're just getting the third party. Like, hey, you guys will be invited, and Ben specifically, and Ben.
Definitely not Aiden.
Oh, Aiden obviously invited because he'll be playing cards with them. Probably, he probably already knows about it.
Okay.
You're about to say something.
But I can't remember what it was.
That must have been the most boring, like, 4 minutes of podcast we've ever done.
That's all right. People like to know what you're doing for New Year's, I'm sure. Big GMAT New Year's.
Big G, blow it out big.
Pissed in my face, trying to ruin my entry to 2023.
Well, the problem is, like, a lot of people that we know will be going over to that one. So if we even did one, like, I don't know.
I was hoping this would become a tradition.
What?
The big GMAT New Year's.
We'll do another one, and there'll be more parties.
Yes, but it's not a tradition if you just do one every now and then, a random night.
I can't help myself but host, but just this New Year's, it's probably not going to happen. And it's particularly not going to happen for the same reason we're not flying to Sydney, is that we're just we're really broke right now. In January, things are going to get better. But right now, we're in just like a tiny little patch where we both have no money.
Really, so we got excuses. I want answers and results.
Sort your fucking shit out. Yeah, we'll see if we can get S-Man and K-Man invited.
Mm.
Bring them along to be weird.
Yeah, that'll be something.
I am disappointed. I didn't want to do something because I'm into the rumpus and
yeah, we're turning it around slowly. What but if I buy all the meat for the barbecue? I'll help bankroll this thing.
I don't know if I want to do a barbecue.
Well, then we've done it. Look, there we go. Cutting costs already.
Just get like oven food. I don't know, man. I don't know. Let me talk to Beck. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I just want somewhere where there's a nice garden that's warm and a hammock.
The hammock's wet.
Sit down. Well, it won't be wet on fucking New Year's Eve, will it?
Oh, it's moldy and shitty, that hammock.
I don't care. It'll just take me a couple more beers before I get into it.
So you want to do like a day thing?
The usual thing. Well, you're like,
the usual thing is you show up at midday and everyone else shows up.
I drink in the hammock and then they show up and then I
you're
write
already
it out.
Drunk.
Yes, that is my special New Year's Eve.
Yeah. I mean, you can just come here and get drunk in the hammock and then we can go to this party together.
Yeah, it's not the same because I like setting up and knowing that the Esky's there. I don't have to go anywhere.
Look, I'll leave the bullying up to you if you want to bully back a little bit.
Yeah, it'd be good to have a reason now.
And, I don't know. See, now I'm disappointed because a lot of these boys will, like, we'll take Aiden, which is, you know, he'll come 2 hours instead of theirs. Or maybe he won't. Maybe he'll show his true colors.
Oh.
But, you know, and I'd like to invite a lot of those boys. And
well, if it's in the area, do you think you're going to get some party hoppers?
Sienna and her boyfriend will be over there probably.
Yeah.
Because they know them sort of better. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen.
Hmm.
If it does happen, maybe we should talk to them soon. So
we just combine it. Just have all their people over here.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Why?
Because I don't like all of their people.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know all the fucking dynamics.
It's just, got a message from a number I don't recognize.
Is that it? Are we done? Is that the big final hurrahs? I got a message.
No.
Okay.
Although, what's the time?
22:07.
How long have we been going for?
Hours. 3 hours? 4 hours?
47 minutes.
Okay.
Not even that.
All right.
I don't know. Tell me something. Tell me some stuff.
Fuck, what's interesting? What's some interesting shit?
We just need some interesting stuff. Just need to talk about some cool, interesting shit.
Surely something interesting has happened.
Interesting things.
Name an occupation.
Killing yourself. Is that Beck?
There we go. There's material for us.
There's some stuff for us.
Help.
Beck, help, please.
Ta-da. George has banned me from buying gym shit. just saying that I'm going overboard, so I'm banned. She said, all right, give it 6 months, and if you still need more shit, you can buy more shit. So I've organized to buy some dumbbells this weekend. Probably when I had the line, I think, was drawn when I had the new weight plates, the weight tree, and the second barbell show up. She was like, all right, you're running out of room, calm down, save a bit of money. And I was like, no.
Sorry, can't promise that.
Of course, of course not.
2-2-2-2-2 Yeah, we're good. No, I don't think you should stop. Because it's interesting, because it's like you're spending money for a good reason.
I always spend money for a good reason. I want another guitar. That's a good reason.
I don't think having a guitar is a good enough reason.
Oh, well, I'll give you a fucking bell next time I want to spend money. You can tell me if it's a good or not good reason.
No, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just telling you that I...
Not tell me what to do, but justify whether the reasons are good or not.
I think I like... Hold on, I'm trying to do this.
I know. You like having all the gym shit to use.
No.
No.
I do like the gym, though.
Yeah, everyone does. Great.
I'm trying to move over so Ben can squeeze in on this little window that we have. That's funny that she's stopped you. Has she ever stopped you buying guitars before?
No. I mean, she hasn't stopped me by it. It's kind of half jokey, but it's like advisory. You need to fucking pump the brakes because this is getting fucking silly, which is... True. I mean, it's objectively always true when she says it. Like, the guitars goes overboard a little bit every now and then, but the gym stuff is like, yeah, I mean, it's just like, I just get on these trains where I'm just obsessed with shit for a little while.
Yeah, because I think you have ADHD.
Yeah, you say that.
That's a very ADHD, that's a boy ADHD thing too. It's really...
Is it? Yeah. Have we been through this on the podcast before?
I don't know.
Vaguely rings bells.
It's with...
What are you working, though?
Well, that's a big one, is the obsessive... straight onto something and like, I don't know, have you ever been, because obviously you're not financially destitute at the moment, but has this always been the case? Have you at any point in your life, let's talk like 8, 5, 10 years ago, found yourself putting money into something even though you know it's a bad idea? You're like, I don't have the money for this.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that's it. It's like when I bought that Xbox. There was no...
So you had ADHD as well then?
Almost certainly.
Really, we all do. Everybody does. But you know what's funny? You used to talk about buying an Xbox. I remember George and I went to the large shopping center near here. We're walking around and she was like, all right, I can't remember why we were there. We were just like, you know, a little bit of clothes shopping, get some new pants or whatever.
Yep.
She's like, all right, I'm going to get my nails done. She went, got her nails done. I was like, all right, I guess I'll keep looking around because I don't want to sit here with you. And I walked out and came back 10 minutes later with an Xbox.
That's it. He's our pro of ADHD.
Hello, Rebecca.
She can give us her diagnosis. Hello. It's a regular podcast at the moment. I'll try and squish in so that
it's getting jazzier the longer we go, though.
Well, we haven't even been for an hour yet.
I didn't say we had. I'm just saying the longer it goes from the beginning.
That's true.
You've both got brain damage. What are we talking about?
We had a lot of giggles. We had a lot of laughs. Ben's still pushing.
But it's serious stuff now.
Ben's still pushing for New Year's Eve.
Pushing what?
For us to do New Year's Eve. Can you...
That's a bit rich, isn't it?
Why?
But that means he doesn't have to do anything and no, we have to do all the work.
He said he's going to pay for the food. He's going to bankroll a lot of it.
Assisted bankrolling.
Are you going to come over the next day and clean up for us?
Fuck no.
Well then...
I'm the money man.
I'll clean up.
There you go.
I'm not convincing you to do it. I'm just spitballing. Can you tell me what we're doing... before it? Like, what's with the Michael Sheen thing? What's the dates?
It's the 29th. Sheen.
So that's why. So it's on the 29th and we'll be coming back on the 30th.
No, we'll be coming back on the 29th.
But we won't get in till the 30th, right?
Maybe, yeah. Probably.
And then New Year's Eve is?
31st.
Yeah, so I think that's why we're not staying the night. Why are we not staying the night?
Because of the dog.
Because the dog. The dog. Forgot all about the dog.
By the way, Ben, do you want to check in on Ellie on the 29th?
I won't be here. I think that's the boys' trip down the coast.
You're having a trip, are you?
27th to 29th, I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, wow. Where are you going?
The coast.
Coast. Come down the coast.
He's made it real clear from day one they're going to the coast.
Yeah. Australia is nothing but coast.
It's a giant desert in the middle.
It's going to Western Australia, to the coast. Yes, that's why we're not staying the night. I couldn't work out why. I was like, you're right, that's a stupid idea. Why would we run back? The dog. The friggin' dog. Yeah.
She's not much of a thespian. She doesn't really rate Michael Sheen, so she sat this one out.
Yeah.
Which one's Sheen?
He's in Underworld. He's
dated Sarah Silverman for a while.
What else was he in? I'll look it up. He's in the Twilight movies.
Yeah, wow, it's weird that I don't know him.
You ever
Frost Nixon, maybe? Might be in that.
Oh, is he the one with the pointy face?
Yeah.
He plays Frost.
Kind of a pointy face.
Sorry, I mean, he did a good job in that.
He was in that COVID show.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, it's Michael Sheen. It's
David Tennant.
Sheeny Dog.
Sheeny the Genie.
Big fan.
So it's going to be a fucking huge, huge 24 hours, driving 8 hours, to enjoy a show after an 8 hour drive.
And I've done it before.
With the expectation. That, I think that might be what's convinced me is Beck saying, I've done it before. And I'm like, I have nothing but confidence in Beck. So when she says that, I'm like, it's probably easy.
It's not going to be easy, but it's not going to be horrible.
You said it was going to be easy. Yeah. We'll share the load. We won't hit a kangaroo. It'll be fine, Ben.
Okay.
Relax.
I'll hold you to that.
And then, yeah, so that's why almost another reason why hosting New Year's will be a fucking nightmare because we'll be
We just square all that away? Didn't we figure out we've got another party we're going to?
I know, but
we scored you an invite?
Ben somehow incepted into my brain the hosting thing and how much I like our house and the rumpus room and everything. And
can you stop manipulating my boyfriend?
No, he's not manipulating.
He never wants to leave the house. Second. All I did was remind him that he doesn't like leaving the house.
The thing is, this party's like around the corner, so that doesn't really bother me. But then, yeah, again, the idea of like, I really like hosting parties. But then it's cost money and then we have to clean up the next day and there's a party already happening.
Can I just make this easy and say no? Make it a flat no? Because it was a flat no and then you started talking and now suddenly it's a maybe.
It's all on record. You can listen to the conversation.
I'm going to.
Good. I'm glad.
No, it'll probably won't happen.
No parties.
And you've got an invitation to this other party, so we're all sorted.
I don't see why, like, yeah, we talk to them and they're going to allow you to show up to this party. You're supposed to maybe like, oh, good.
No, I don't think that's what
because you want to spend it with us and the other few people that you will know at this thing. And we're all going to this, so you're coming to this, I guess.
Everyone will be there that you would have been here except Stephen Kamen.
Still the same people.
And we can probably even get Stephen Kamen invited. I don't know. We haven't spoken to the actual hosts yet. We've only spoken to Kate.
Right.
Yeah.
So you guys technically aren't even invited yet.
No.
And you're giving plus ones to me and I'm then getting plus twos.
No, we didn't give you. Kate said.
Who is not hosting this party.
No, but she said that you were getting a thing. I don't know.
We could have you and the boys over. That I don't mind. I don't want to have a party.
Not a party, but like a large gathering.
Of many people.
Yeah.
With barbecues.
Yeah.
And a long day.
Yeah.
Leading up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A medium day.
Well, just Jesse's hosting and Jesse would invite you. Jesse likes you, so I'm sure that invite's coming from Jesse.
What does this you paying for food mean? You mean you'll spend $75 on fish and chips and no one will pay you back?
That's an option. It's one of the options on the table.
Is that what you did last time?
That's what we did.
Did I pay $75?
Neither of us paid him back, apparently.
Who?
Remember that night we watched the thing and you watched that other one?
What was the other one?
I didn't eat fish and chips, did I? Oh, did.
What was the other one we watched?
Conjuring?
No.
It Follows.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I sent you money. I'm pretty sure I did it straight away. Double check. I'll have a look there. I'll have a little double. It's going to be hard to track down that one.
You just put in my name.
That's true, but I send you money all the time.
For goods and services?
Mostly services.
Sucking and fucking? Could be. Keep looking and let's find out.
Whose ass is that?
No, you're not. Where's my phone?
Uh-oh. There it is. You're going to do that now, are you?
I just want to see. I just want to.
It's a while ago now. I don't want to leave you
lurching. I'll just look.
This
up.
Man transacts. 17th of November. He does.
17th of November.
You reckon that was it? Why does money keep... Honestly, money keeps coming out of my account. Every time I look, I'm in negative.
It's very inconvenient.
Negative, I refill it. I'm negative.
Mikey.
Who the fuck is taking my money?
Disney Plus.
All right, let's have a looky-loo. Let's have a looky-loo. What would I have?
13th of November.
30th.
Look, I didn't really care. It just happened to come up because I was talking to Beck while I was ordering fish and chips and I saw the Uber receipt for the last one, which was the one we had here. And I was like, when was I ever $73 hungry for fish and chips?
I paid you $15. And I remember I was eating light.
It's possible I paid you too. I never actually went and looked. I just trusted you.
Paid you $15.
All I've got is, oh, you know what? You probably did it to a different account.
No,
I've got two of you in there.
I've got two, but I've gone the new. I've got one. I've got three for you, but the one's called Name Official, and that's the one official. I send money to, and that's where I send the Patreon 13th, stuff to every week as well. Yeah,
you know what?
I mean, it came in on the 14th for me.
It's in a completely different account to the one that Aiden paid into.
Lovely. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, can you check for me while you're there, and then maybe you can refund me?
Definitely is that. Did you send again?
Well, I just trusted him that I hadn't done it, so I just sent him $20 when he said. Which is a bit generous, I think.
Yeah, the last one from you is in October.
Okay.
That's
unless cool. There's another account that you paid it into.
Why you got so many accounts?
Like look, I'm well, one of my accounts is for wheeling, and then I've got another account that's for dealing. Yeah,
sure.
And sometimes I'll what's put those together. And
it's for and. Wheeling and dealing.
Thanks for listening today, everyone.
The podcast is really good. Thank you so much.
Podcast is by merch. If you want to submit an intro, submit it to
patreon.com/thegmat,
the real GMAT.
For the post show.
Feedback at the real GMAT. Please give us a.
Hey, it's GMAT here. And don't forget, if you enjoyed that episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show over at patreon.com/thegmat podcast. The post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the main podcast where we wrap things up and talk about anything we didn't have time to talk about. $3 a month and cancel anytime. We are a community supported podcast, so your support over there funds the show and makes it easier for us to keep doing what we love. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/thegmat podcast.